That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Hi guys, it's the I Don't Get It podcast. How's it going out there?
How's it going out there in the ethers? I wanted to start
Welcome
off
to the ethers.
I want to start off with a random I don't get it. Okay. I was holding water in like a canteen and I was walking and I noticed that I can't drink water as
you're walking.
I have to stop and drink. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of the same.
Well, yeah, when you have a bottle, right? But not if you have a straw.
Duh.
Not if you have a straw.
Duh. Right. Yes. Yes.
But I don't drink out of a straw typically. But the only time you guys have to stop? Like, I don't get it. It was like really like, Yeah, I guess I could walk if I had a straw. Whoa.
No, I have to stop. The only time I've ever chipped my tooth was when I was trying to drink and walk at the same time.
Hard. And then guys, this week I pulled the most Lauren bullshit that's ever existed is I was walking the new puppy, which I will show you when he comes home, but he's at a social event right now.
No, oh my God. He's not. That's so cute.
He's at the socializing? Country club, guys.
No, he's not.
I said, don't come back here with that hoity bullshit, you know?
What a posh pup.
I know. Anyway, So I was walking the dog and it was fucking freezing outside. So obviously I grab Hunter's favorite coat that is the most expensive thing he owns. And walking with my coffee and the pup pulls and the coffee goes right on his suede jacket, which you can't get out.
Oh, first off, that doesn't sound like a Lauren. That sounds like a me.
Really? Because like, it's like something
you'd be mad at.
I couldn't have just grabbed a gross coat. I grabbed the very nice, like, he calls it his Yellowstone jacket.
And all of a sudden, it's a Lauren.
Wait, a Yellowstone jacket?
Because he looks just like, what's his name?
Kevin Costner.
Kevin Costner in it. Anyway, so I fucked it up. I brought it to cleaners. They said, we can't fix it. So sorry. That's the end of it.
Fuck, dude. Yeah.
They said you could bring it to a leather maker, but it would cost you $500. It was a $1,500 jacket.
Lauren.
Wait, so is that what you have to get him for
Christmas? So I bought him one yesterday.
Is it the same
one? It wasn't the same one, but it's one he's had his eye on. So hopefully that'll make up for it.
Time for a new
jacket? And I haven't told him yet. I haven't told him. I just snuck it in my car, brought it to all the cleaners yesterday, and... We'll see.
Wait, you haven't told him that it's
ruined.
Like, ruined.
It's ruined.
Yeah. I haven't told him that there's coffee on it. I just put it back in the closet.
Wait, you didn't tell him there's coffee? Wait,
How
so he has no idea
it?
That this has gone down?
He has no
Lauren,
idea.
That's the most Lauren shit
and
ever.
And that is the most Lauren shit ever. And then when he does put it on, I'm going to have to say the puppy peed on it. No.
Lauren, just come clean. How do you live with these things inside? This would eat me up inside. I couldn't live like 2 minutes. With something like that.
I know. I tried to alleviate the situation before I had to come clean, but whatever.
It's too bad.
You.
Wow.
Have you ever done anything like that with like Ashley and any of her things growing up?
I'm sure. I'm sure of it. I can't really think of anything now.
That's all I can so think rude. About her is her ripping my NSYNC poster.
Yeah, but I did it intentionally.
Yeah, I know.
Wait, Lauren, you ripped her NSYNC poster?
So she wouldn't let me in her room.
It was
her room was locked.
It was this. I had to buy it again. I had to buy it and frame it.
It was a Rolling
Stone
picture.
Is that
the Rolling Stone?
Yeah.
Is that the Rolling Stone?
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Okay, so she had that on her door, like facing outward. So when you close it, that's all you saw. And she wouldn't let me in her room. So I just ripped it in half. And I was so mean.
Ashley, did you cry? Were you just like so?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Wow. Fuck.
Because you know, you couldn't get it again. It was back in the day where you didn't like have like
Etsy. You can't
Etsy
just go online and get
like
it.
That.
Lauren.
I'm sorry, guys.
That was like from the two copies that I bought.
I had another I don't get it, which is another plain one. Okay. I wanted Ashley's opinion on this, and we've for sure talked about this before, but it was just so, it was so crazy. I'm like, I have to ask Ashley why. I was on a flight from JFK to LAX this week, and this poor woman, single mom, she had a row. It was a row of three. You know, when there's a row of three in the middle.
She was alone with her kids. Still, though.
Yeah, whatever. Single mom on her own, traveling with three kids, a baby in her lap, and then two toddlers next to her.
Holy hell.
And so, like, I had so much compassion for her. Like, I literally wanted to help her because they were, like, just unruly. But the kid, when we landed, the kid in the middle had taken a nap. And then, you know, when you land, it like wakes up a baby and like startles them.
Yeah.
He was wailing. And when I say wailing, it's like not just like little crying in the back, like wailing, like another plane next to us would have heard for 20 minutes straight. And she didn't try to get him to stop. And it was, everyone around felt so cringe.
What do you mean she didn't try?
She didn't try to like, she didn't try to calm him or comfort him. She just let him scream. Mm. And even the brother, even like the brother, you know, like felt the energy of everyone around and was like trying to help him. And she's like, no, he just woke up from a nap. And so I wanted to know, because I'm not a mom, like, why would you just let a kid like wail? Is there like a scientific or like, you know,
well, they could be
behavioral
in the tough love
reason
school of thought where it's like
why you would do
self-soothe and
yeah.
But if you're in public, yeah, I
the
say,
only
like,
thing
try
is like if it's
it
a tantrum, if and you need like he needs to like naturally work it out. Like there's sometimes where like if he freaks out in the store, it's not a busy store and it's like a kids oriented store.
Right.
I'll let him be on the floor for like 2-3 minutes, like just being like, but like not screaming at the top of his lungs, because normally if I kind of like walk along, he'll pick himself up and start walking. And then like at home, we'll let him go for sometimes we'll let him go for a while just because like you have to teach him that like, that's not like going to get like good, you know, you're not going to reward the bad behavior. Mm-hmm. But I'm just thinking, like, for me personally, I wouldn't ever do it on a plane where it's going to be so disruptive to other people. Like, especially, and that is like, and you waking up from, them waking up from a nap is like a thing. Like, Dawson did freak out when he woke up on the plane a couple weeks ago, landing in LA. And, you know, we tried our very best to get him to quiet down. And he did, like, eventually. Maybe it took like 5-10 minutes. But it just, I would say on a plane, you do
you
what
try
you
whatever. Like, would you?
Yeah.
You'd put on a show if you could.
Yeah, we had our show. We were rocking in pacifier. Right, yeah. Do you want milk? Do you want, you know, like in that case, you offer all the stops.
I think people around, if that was being done, would feel like, okay, you know.
Yeah, because it was like, I could help. I could try and calm down if you don't have the energy to do so. I could assist you if you want, because maybe she was overwhelmed with all the other kids.
That's what I was
thinking. Right, and that's why I had
she
compassion.
Like, I don't have it for this.
Yeah.
She just said it, but it was shrieking like, for 20 minutes, just sitting. You know when everyone's just waiting to like get off the plane? Just that. And I couldn't believe
anxiety.
It. I was actually in shock. I don't know. You know, I'm so bad with those things. Maybe 2?
Okay.
I don't know. Definitely toddler, but.
It's tough. I mean, like, I'm surprised.
I was like, maybe there's a reason that I don't know. You know what I mean? I was like trying to, but it was like so cringe. Anyways, you
there's
get
definitely,
the idea.
I mean, she's probably just like a tough love mommy.
Yeah, maybe. Or she just is like spent.
Or she's spent. I mean, she just traveled across country with these kids.
Yeah, right.
Sounds
right.
Horrible.
Right. I agree.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about all from the comfort of your home isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
what was I going to say? My other, I don't get it, was obviously because of all the holidays, you know, how we get an excess of emails from companies that we've subscribed to. It's like, this is our Thanksgiving Day sale. This is our holiday thing or whatever. Yeah. New Year's. And so I love unsubscribing. I don't get it when you unsubscribe and then you get an email from that company saying like, are you unsubscribed. I'm like, I didn't want any more emails from you.
I guess, yeah, that's
like,
funny.
I don't need another email telling me that you, like, I literally, this is what I didn't want any more of. It doesn't make any sense to me. I don't get it.
They're like hoping that last email just changed your mind. Like, you know what? Bring me back. Bring me back.
I don't know. It's just a silly,
I've never unsubscribed to an email. But I really should. But I feel like that's so much effort.
I do it. It's more effort than just deleting it, though.
There's so many.
It is. It is. It's like two more steps for sure.
Wait, why are you unsubscribing? Blah, blah, blah.
Do you like open all of your emails so you don't have that little mark that says emails?
Of course.
You know what I mean? The alert?
Like, you mean like the red, like...
Yeah.
Notification
Correct.
On the iPhone.
Yes. Do you open them?
Yeah, I have zero notifications.
Yes. Zero.
Always checked. Yeah.
Lauren, you're going to stress us out, aren't you?
Here you go, guys. You ready?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. How many is it? I can't.
136,042 emails.
See, but this is a testament to how at peace you are. And I admire you because my anxiety doesn't allow me to be at peace with that number. Like, I'd be like, I have to go through all of them.
That's
like,
so, I have too. No I would mental still clarity. Have to go through all of those.
It's actually 146,000.
But are those just all...
It's all spam.
They're but not why, important, right?
But then, like, what if something's hiding in there? Like, I know you. I know something's there's, hiding like, for sure. There's lots of, like, stuff. There's lots of financial things.
Something is definitely hiding. Like, I am being audited, and I don't know.
Yeah, exactly. Well, remember that one time I had the...
Can't fix so you don't know.
The audit... Like, I had an audit man come to the house. It wasn't... He was, like... They hadn't gotten a form, so, like, the IRS guy named Sir something or, like, Mr. So-and-so, Mr. Smith has come to the house. Mm-hmm. He, like, knocked on the door. That was intimidating.
That's scary.
It was super scary.
I would just – I think any tax thing or any email or, like, anything is fake, you know? I don't know.
Wait, I'm kind of with you on this. Like, a part of me – like, I'm just so bad at that stuff, Lauren. You guys know my brain can't compute numbers. Like, I'm so bad at those things. When it comes to insurance, car stuff, I'm like, dad, like, I need you to help me on this. And even when people explain things to me, like, if someone started explaining to me how different insurance companies work and what I need to, my brain shuts down.
Are you talking about
I also
insurance?
Don't want to like read anything like that. Like
my dad
I just
was like,
don't want to read the mail or the emails
this year. And I'm like, do you expect me to go through all the policies and pick one? You pick one for me. There's absolutely no way I'm going through all these different policies. I don't know
so
what I'm reading.
Horrible.
Yeah.
And anyone control me for it. I know it's so irresponsible at my age, but like, I can't.
I get those letters too.
I'm like, I don't want to go. I don't want to open this letter. Like, I don't have the energy.
Well, that's why I like, never
like,
check the mail.
Bill.
I'll tell
and
you
I'm
that.
Like, I'll deal with it when I go to the dentist next.
I know,
Lauren. Oh my gosh, no, you guys. So I'm like bad. Actually, I'm understanding things more, and I get it. And then like, I send a lot of things to my accountant when I don't understand them when there are taxes, and it's usually not a big of a deal.
Oh, yeah.
But I will say I don't check the mail often because you know that the mail only brings like, you know,
brings
flyers
evil.
And then it brings like bad things. It's all bad things evil. In the mailbox.
There's it's so funny fun. Because did you guys ever watch that documentary, The Secret, way back in the 2000s about the law
I never
of attraction?
It,
you never
I get,
saw it.
I get it's on Amazon, it. But I remember it was a big deal.
It's such a big deal. You need, it's literally law of attraction, which you guys know I love and Abraham Hicks and all that stuff. But I remember I remember specifically an image of like someone being like, if you expect bad things in the mail, cause it was so 2000.
Oh, really?
You will get it. But I expect to have a check in the mail every time. And that person like would get good stuff. And it's like, it's so funny.
No, nothing ever good is coming except for the podcast.
Well, not
check.
If your energy is like,
there's no reason for it to be coming
well,
in.
Well, so much of it's digital now. Your money comes in digitally. Right. So it's like.
Have any of the three of us ever done jury duty? I haven't. And now I just put that out there.
That's another
thing that I'm like, defer.
Oh, yeah. Well,
like,
you can't. Like, you'll go to jail.
No, but you can say, and I have been, rightfully
so. Oh, like
so,
you're like busy. Working at this time.
Yeah, yeah. Like I couldn't.
Not really.
And then you really, get put in a lottery really again, so I just haven't.
Yeah, the only time you can again. Really say you're, if it's you're in school or you're taking care of kids.
My mom would, I think, and I mean, it's fine if I say this, I think.
Just say allegedly.
Allegedly.
Yes.
My mom allegedly, or she would always joke to me, so I can't prove it, that she would always say that she was pregnant and that she couldn't come in. And I'm like, Mom, does the government think we have like 11 kids in our family? Yeah. Like for this reason.
That is so funny. They're going to come to do the census and be like, we expecting 9 children here.
Oh my God, Lauren, the census.
The census is another evil thing.
Yeah. It's another evil thing. The census is great because the more people that they count, the more, can't we like get more resources? Andrea, you would know this. Can't we like,
they're like, we need resources more roads and they this know way
exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. We need more funding for schools. This is the amount of people.
It is so weird. Also, I was thinking about public school. You just move to a new house and then you just you just send the kid to that school. Like what do we do? You know? Like
what do you mean? Like as far as capacity,
there's no
for
like
that
application
school,
like for a public school. Like you just send them into that school.
No, I think you do have to register your kid in school. I mean, we did back in the day. Do you not have to?
How
do that
did
anymore?
They do it before the internet?
Your parents would go to the school.
They would go to the school.
Yeah, because I moved twice. I went to two different elementary schools, and then I went to a new high school. Mm-hmm. And I remember my mom took me to the front office and they had to register me.
Oh, that's so, were you so scared?
Yeah. And I remember sitting in the front office. And then it was a whole thing with my name because as you know, my name is Jacqueline Nazareth Perez, mm-hmm. but I always went by Naz Perez. Like since I was little, my parents call me Nazareth. I don't know if they just wanted my name to be Nazareth and Jacqueline was supposed to be my middle name. I still don't even know. I should ask them this holiday break. But anyway, so my mom registered me in my first elementary school as Nazareth Perez. So all my yearbooks for my first elementary school, I'm like N. And then when she registered me at the new school, this is why I remember the register thing because of this event.
Okay.
I remembered. They were like, hey, no, you have to register your daughter under her like government
legal name. Oh, okay.
Yeah. And so then my life got so complicated because then in class it was like Jacqueline.
Alphabet.
And I was like, no, I go by Naz. And everyone's like, where does that come from? And I'm like, fuck, this is so annoying. Like,
yeah, that is very interesting. It was like so funny when you found out the kid's name was something else. You'd be like, what? Like your world was rocked. And it's like everyone goes by their middle name. or when you found out like your teacher's first name, like that was,
weird. It's so weird. Yeah. It'd be like, like if it was like Mrs. McLaughlin or something, it'd be like Shannon. Someone would say Shannon. And I'd be like, what? Her name's Shannon?
I remember in third grade, I found this paper and it was like all the teachers' first and last names or something. And I had it at recess. I brought it up, guys, her name is Cheryl. We just died.
Why is that like so weird at that age? It's like, it's
like forbidden.
Humanizing your teacher is like so bizarre. Like if you ever saw your teacher outside of school at the grocery store or something, it felt like you were stuck in another dimension or something.
Or, hold on.
Is that the new puppy?
That's the puppy. Kim, that's a quick little outing. Or when your teacher got pregnant, that was crazy too. Because then you're like, they kiss? Because I just thought they kissed to make babies.
So true. So true. Do you remember, did you ever get sent to the main office? The main office was scary.
Why was the main office so scary? I don't think. But in middle school. Yeah. I was throwing shit like pencil bags, you know, like what are those? The boxes, the caboodles and shit.
The trapper keepers?
Yes. Oh, sorry, hold on.
What's she doing?
Ugh. Oh no fucking way. You guys have to sign on to our Patreon to see this dog. Lauren, are you kidding me? Do you know why I'm so happy right now? Because I feel like you guys, your brand is just like little dogs.
Little dogs.
And you know that I'm a big dog girl.
Yeah.
So to see an Iconetti holding a big dog brings me like extra joy. What's his name again, Lauren?
Dexter.
Dexter. Lauren, how do you feel having a big dog compared? And how's Gergie doing?
He's already grown like twice the size since we got him.
They grow so fast. It's sad.
It's really sad. Like, we only have like a month left of puppy time.
The thing about golden retrievers is that, like, while they're so adorable as puppies, like just the cutest things you've ever seen, they like get to be majestic, like actual creatures on earth when they're older.
Exactly. So basically what's going to happen is he's only going to progressively be more handsome.
Yeah,
so it's not
like
the saddest thing when they get bigger, but like their dopey little paws, you know, go away, but so majestic. Yeah.
They really are. Majestic is like the perfect way to describe them. Like, I just picture one running, catching a frisbee with their hair.
Exactly.
Just like waving in the wind. Like they're so incredible.
He was the fattest of the bunch. So
how did you manage that? Because I thought you had the last pick.
Okay, so we had the last pick, but she said that he was the biggest howler and whiner. So that's fine. Like, we're used to that. Fuck.
Yeah.
I was like, that's no problem.
You're like, also, do we have a home for you?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So he actually doesn't whine that much. I mean, you put him away for like in his crate and stuff and he'll whine for like a minute, but he's really
good. That's it? Oh, wow.
So and in the middle of the night, he'll wake up like 2-ish times to go outside, but he's really good.
I know, but that's hard. It's like having a puppy literally is like having a kid. Like, you have to wake up in the middle of the night.
Yeah, so I can lock him in a cage.
That's what I thought. Yeah, that's what I thought until we had Dawson. And then I was like, everybody who says that needs to like probably not
I think it's
anymore.
Just the nighttime. It's just the nighttime is like, what, you know, like you wake up to feed and let out. I don't know. But like,
oh, but I'll say this. To me, and I know that I'm not in the majority, but like, I thought the newborn phase was easier than the puppy phase. Like, the first two months easy with Dawson. Because
they're just exactly
sleeping.
What he wanted.
Yeah. It's just literally they only
just keeping
sleep.
Them alive.
You give them a bottle, they're like awake for 15 minutes, they go back to sleep. But so then with puppies, it's like the opposite.
Right.
Yes. Let me tell you, I was thinking this the other day. I was like, I wish he was just like Dawson right now, where I knew he needed a bottle. And once he was halfway through the bottle, he'd be asleep already.
Right.
But,
it's they have like, so much
energy.
Oh,
he goes outside, then he wants to play, and then you put him in the crate, and then he's like, it's like, just go to sleep. Yeah.
I think the part that's most annoying for me, having a puppy, because like everything's so amazing and they're so cute, you just want to punch him in the face.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's the biting and like that hurt, like when they're teething and stuff. Like,
the
that's
little,
so annoying
the sharp
to me.
Teeth, the
I
sharp
get so irritated. I'm like, stop, you little shit. Like, I really get so annoyed. But it's like, they're just babies. Yeah, that part pisses me off.
I get that. No, it is very irritating. It's just like always it. A little nibble somewhere. Always not on the thing you're supposed to be nibbling.
Right. And well, the pee I can deal with.
As long as they're going on puppy pads, it's all good.
Kind of depends. But he's really good at pooping outside.
I never had a dog where puppy pads were a thing.
I know. Yeah. And Hunter obviously wasn't either because he was putting the pads on upside down. He was putting the pads down upside down.
Wait, how do you know if it's upside down?
Because there's one with the cotton on top and then it catches with the plastic. And he was putting the plastic down and the pee was rolling off onto the floor.
That's hilarious.
Oh, that's so funny. This episode is brought to you by BetterHelp.
You know, since we're all going to be with our families and stuff, it's nice to have BetterHelp in your pocket, kind of. You can have a therapist online and you can text with your therapist. You can have video calls or just phone calls with your therapist if you're feeling overwhelmed at like family gatherings, or even if you're not at family gatherings and you're alone and you want to have someone to talk to. BetterHelp is the perfect tool to use when you're feeling anxious, nervous, or you have any other mental health issues that you want to sort out. And I know people get really sad during the holidays, and also, the post-holidays blues is a thing because it's just cold and dark and depressing out there. And then there's no holidays to really cheer you up. So BetterHelp is an amazing therapy. I've been using it for a very long time. And it's just so nice to have a way to schedule your therapy sessions from the comfort of your own home. And also the ease of rescheduling. Because I know that even anxious people, they start their day, they feel fine, they don't feel like doing therapy. And the next minute, they want your therapy. So it's really nice.
Yes. And you guys know, I really rely on therapy to help me get through a lot of tough times. throughout the year. And so if you are someone that's looking to really want to focus on your mental health and give back to yourself next year, I know we always talk about giving to others during the holidays, but maybe this is the gift that you can give to yourself, inner peace and a peace of mind. So find your bright spot this season with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/get it today. You can get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/get it. Lauren, did I tell you I got Russian hair?
You got the cashmere lock? You got the cashmere hair?
I got Russian hair extensions, guys.
Amazing. So do you feel the difference?
This is apparently the best hair you can have. It's so expensive, but it's worth it. You have it for like a year. It's very fluffy. Mm-hmm. So the hair, it was so funny when I was getting it.
When did you get this done?
Last week. Okay. I haven't even washed it yet.
Is it really from a Russian girl?
Yeah. So Ash, I'm going to tell you everything. So they're putting in my hair.
And I'm so jealous you get to go there. Just continue.
I notice that there's grays in my hair, Ashley.
Oh,
like from
God.
The extensions. And I go, because they're like, it's virgin hair, which means it's not processed.
You mean the extensions
or like put
have grays
yeah, the
in
the extensions.
It?
Mm. And I'm like, why am I paying all this money to have
for grays?
Another
you're
woman's
have to color
grays.
The extensions.
So then all of a sudden they go, well, don't worry. Like, these are ethically sourced. And I go, what the fuck was in my hair the last 3 years?
Oh my gosh, that's very disturbing.
So I had Malaysian hair. And by the way, I fucking love the place I go to get my hair done. I'm not going to say the name because I don't know if like this was just something I like looked up and I don't know. I can't say that the hair I had in my hair, the extensions I had in my hair that this happened with, but I'm just sharing the story because mm-hmm. it's a potential and it's funny. It's not funny, but apparently
are you gonna say the drains?
No, okay. But I heard about that and I almost threw up and I can't even talk about that. That's disgusting. So apparently there's like women in India that grow their hair out for spiritual purposes, Ashley. And mm-hmm. And then they cut it spiritually, like to let go of something, I think. And then I'm probably getting all this wrong.
So no,
someone's messaging me, I'm so sorry. I'm not speaking as if it's fact. This is just what I think it is or what I heard, but they give it up, Ash, and then they give it to the church, thinking like they've released like things, and the church is selling the mm-hmm. hair. And unbeknownst to these women who are spiritually giving up their hair, it's like in a girl's head in Beverly Hills. Mm-hmm.
Okay,
and I was
that
was what was in my hair. And then one of my friends said, well, at least you had spiritual, like good energy.
Yeah, that's true.
Also,
that's
like, true. What's the church going to do with it for good cause? Like put it in like animal feet, like beds?
It's not, I don't think it's that big of an issue. It's an issue that those women don't know that their hair
Correct.
Is being sold
yeah.
and in a
yeah.
girl's head in Beverly Hills.
Yeah.
What I will say is that the Russian hair that I have is ethical and that they pay women, they put up posters and flyers and they pay women to grow out their hair. And that's why I had grace in my extension.
I love it. So it's amazing.
Did you color each individual gray?
No, of course, you know me, I'm a yanker. I yank them out. Yank them out. Get them
well,
out.
It's not growing from your head, so I guess that's okay.
Yeah, that's fine.
But you know I yank out my own as well.
I know.
The wave probably matches your pattern so well.
So this is what I'm so excited for. I'm excited to wash my hair today and see how it air dries.
Oh, so beautiful.
Yeah. It's just very... I feel very lucky and privileged.
It looks really, really nice.
Yeah. And
really beautiful.
Yeah, the place that goes is amazing. But yeah, anyways, that's my hair story.
Well, my hair is probably not ethically sourced, but
do
just
you have Malaysian
anyway.
Hair, Lauren?
I have, oh my God, why can't I think of it? I'm so annoyed that I can't think of this. It's not Malaysian. Mm. It's
Does anybody think of Malaysia without thinking about
the Prime Minister of Malaysia?
The flight?
Yeah. Will Ferrell.
Oh, I was going to say the Prime Minister of Malaysia.
The Malaysian
the Prime Minister
flight.
Of Malaysia. Okay, I think about Will Ferrell.
Wait, are you talking about Will Ferrell from Zoolander?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, what was his name? Mr. Mugatu.
Yeah, Prime Minister of Malaysia.
Mugatu.
Oh, that's who they had to go get.
Did I tell you guys that I want my birthday theme to be next year?
Zoolander.
Naslander, where I want to have a walk-off at my birthday. You have to dress up as a 90s male model.
That's
like,
great,
but
there's
like
not
a parody,
that many.
Like crazy fashion.
Or like, does it?
No,
you don't
like
have to be
from
an actual
the movie.
Person.
Yeah,
okay.
It's like
okay.
making fun of it, like wearing what you think fashion would be. It's like a parody.
Lauren, remember when you hung out with Tyson Beckford? You said he was so nice.
Yeah, I remember that. That was crazy. What a time
that was
to
crazy.
Be alive!
That one time I was with Tyson Beckford.
That one time he was so nice,
And I was so yucky. Why did anyone talk to me? I had a dream last night that...
Lauren, stop talking to yourself like
that. No, when she was on coke, okay? She's allowed to talk to herself about that.
I look sick, yeah.
Yeah, she...
I had piss blonde hair, okay?
It was when she was a coke whore.
Yeah, I was a coke whore. I literally didn't do anything for that. She's allowed
to downplay herself when she was a bad girl.
Yeah, I was a bad girl. But my dream last night was that Jacob Elordi and I were hugging up and it was... incredible.
You guys, I don't understand how
you don't get him.
She doesn't get it, but she will get it, okay?
But I didn't watch, but she can't watch, you know, the scary show.
She doesn't like that shit. She doesn't like Euphoria.
Well, then just wait for a role that you like.
Did you just watch Priscilla?
But why wouldn't I like the Elvis one? Did you watch it? Well, where is it?
It's out.
What do you mean? It's out.
Well, it's at the theaters. I haven't gone to the theaters. Okay. Unfortunately.
Well, I should get back. Wait, Lauren, did you see Saltburn?
I haven't.
Not yet. I've been trying to get there.
Motherfucker, watch Saltburn.
Maybe I'll go tonight, but we haven't left the puppy alone yet.
Go tonight.
That's crazy that you haven't left the puppy alone.
Okay, yeah. So I would
get like Uncle Gerg is going to babysit, Lauren.
That's what we sound like right now.
Uncle Gerg will babysit begrudgingly, but... I just want to finish my dream that Jacob Elordi and I were hooking up, and instead of him coming all over me, he threw up blood on me. So what does that
Which
mean?
Is your dream? He goes,
do you have, are you wearing protection? Like me personally? And then I go, no. And then he throws up blood on me.
Lauren, I am going to vomit. Yeah. Now.
If you don't watch Saltburn, I'm going to be so fucking.
I will. You not astonished at Lauren's mind?
No,
Lauren, that's sick. I've never had dreams like stuff that.
We were in a ski town and I was walking on the side of the road and he comes up behind me and kissed my neck and we went on to a gross motel and he threw up blood on me.
Did he have an eyebrow piercing on like he does in the movie?
No, I don't think so.
That was very controversial. People were like mad.
That he had an eyebrow piercing?
Yeah, they were like, how could you fuck up a face like that in Saltburn? But I think it's so hot.
That's the opposite. That was such a thing of like,
yeah.
Okay, so I'm gonna see it before we talk next, for sure.
Okay, please, I'll be so mad at you. And that I have so much to say about what you just said about the blood, but I need to see the movie first.
Okay, perfect.
Wait, Ashley, what was I gonna say? Fuck. I forgot.
Naz, did you buy all of your parents' presents yet?
No, you guys are gonna die.
She's going to see Gorillaz again.
No. I'm going home for the holidays.
I know, last year we guessed that you were going to be
Rwanda,
in the mountains somewhere.
And you were like, what the fuck?
Yeah, and you actually did something crazier than we couldn't even guess.
So, just so everyone knows, because everyone's on this spiritual journey with me, I think I shared with you guys that I had a realization this year through Kabbalah and through all my past life readings and stuff that I keep attracting emotionally unavailable people. So I'm like, I must be emotionally unavailable.
Right.
I just don't feel like I am in romantic container because I wear my heart on my sleeve and I like put it all out there. But I'm like, okay, in what other areas of my life am I emotionally unavailable? And I realize it's with my parents because like clearly I didn't go home the last two Christmases. I just don't feel like alike to them. But I am very excited to spend time with my family and accept them for who they are and be emotionally available with them. And I really feel like this is just going to be so great for me.
Well, there you go.
You guys
told you that 12 years ago.
Ash, are you so proud of me?
I'm very, very happy about that. That's so awesome. That's going to be great.
You guys have known me so long. And I feel like every time I talk about my parents, I have like this angst.
You have so much angst. I'm like, you're not 16 anymore.
It's because I want them to be different and not who they are instead of just really coming into acceptance of like who they are.
Yeah. And they probably don't love everything you do. So you got to do the same for them.
Yes. So
and
this
also
is
parents
going
to
be
great. You can't change parents. Yeah, this is good. Okay. So maybe that was
the
package we were looking
instead
for.
Of very good. Like being Haiti, you can just be like, make fun of them.
Wait, say that again.
Instead of feeling the hatred, you can see the humor in it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Which you do. I think you do a good job sometimes.
I do with you guys, but like with them. The work is with them. Like, can I make them feel loved and like not emotionally? And like, I really am focusing. Like, I have the best dad ever.
Yeah.
You know?
You do.
And so I need to focus.
And what if you had a child and
more.
They hated everything you did?
Yeah. That would be really difficult.
Yeah.
For sure. So yeah.
Okay, so that's great. Did... So you're going home. No
so
presents
I'm going home for the
them.
Holidays.
The presents.
Okay, so
you
asked me presents. So I had to buy my car because my lease was up, and it was with interest rates, it was just like the cheapest option. And I love my car, but because of that, I had to put $7,000 down. And then because I buy my flights in December to go to Miami and Fort Lauderdale, and this is also why I never used to go home, my flight was almost $900, guys. It was $876 to fly into freaking Palm Beach. And so I'm like, to me, I'm always like, why don't I just go to Hawaii or Paris? Like, that's why I hate flying home for the holidays also. So because of all that, I've just told them, like, my presence is my gift, but I will get you guys a collective gift. And this is me accepting my parents. So when I go home, when I go home, the trash can in the kitchen is literally from like the 90s. Like, there's no lid on it. It's like always open. Like, my parents are so, you know, they're so frugal. They don't care.
It's a trash can. It works.
There's no lid on it. It's just in the middle of the.
It's disgusting, Ashley. It's just like on the side of the counter. And it's just, I mean, this is as of a couple of years ago. So who knows? Maybe they got a new one. But I bought them a $200 really nice, like automated, like
perfect
garbage can for the kitchen. I'm like, this is how normal people live.
Does it have the one with the bags inside? It's a family gift. You know what I'm saying?
No. Do they have those?
We have that. It's like.
It's like once a simple things one, I think.
Once you take the bag out, there is the bag already in there.
Stop.
That's so nice. So you get cut. It's like a diaper genie.
It's basically like a diaper genie.
I need that for my life.
Yeah. Yeah. But it's a special bag that you need to order. So it kind of gets annoying.
Oh, okay. Whatever. What'd you guys get your parents?
I haven't gotten mom and dad anything quite yet.
Not quite yet.
There's this necklace that my mom wanted that I could get her for sure. But then I went over there the other day. She was wearing the exact same fucking necklace. So I was like, never mind.
So she got it for herself.
So hard. All dads are hard to shop for.
No, that's not true. I'm sure maybe just a gift card on the I Don't Get It podcast. This is a great idea for kids.
Mom and dad get gift cards now, you know, because that's they go out to dinner all the time. I know, but they don't need anything. What else do they want? I don't know.
Last time
I got them really nice wine glasses because they were drinking out of these Marshalls. Oh my God. My mom has a
fall painted wine glass and then she'll bring out like the Halloween painted wine glass.
Yeah.
And
it's like, no.
They liked that gift. They liked that one.
Well, one gift that every single dad in the world will love 100% is better sleep. I mean, you literally can't gift a dad anything better than a good night's sleep and a good wake up because dads are just always doing the most for us, right? So may I recommend...
dads usually have to wake up early.
Exactly.
Dads go to work.
The greatest gift for your dad, which is a Hatch Restore. This is something that you plug in on your nightstand. It's basically my alarm clock. But what's so cool is you can set different sounds to wake up to. I wake up to tropical birds. And while the sun is coming up, it turns like orange and it looks like a half moon. It's so pretty. It is so aesthetic. And it's a device that helps you build a consistent bedtime and morning routine so that you can prioritize rest and sleep better.
Hatch teaches your body when it's time to sleep or wake up with these light and sound cues. So you set your bedtime routine with meditations or sleep sounds, or you could just let Hatch entertain you to sleep. Like, they have a lot of new content all the time. Like, they even have like little stories. And in the morning, Hatch can wake you up with a gentle sunrise alarm. And you can set it so that the light comes on first. And then your personal alarm sound comes on like 15 to 30 minutes later. So it's just kind of like gently waking you up.
Great sleep can be learned with Hatch. 83% of customers report improved sleep, and they have a 60-night money-back guarantee, so you can try it yourself risk-free. So right now, Hatch is offering our listeners $20 off your first purchase of the Hatch Restore and free shipping at hatch.co/get it. That's hatch.co/get it. To get $20 off and free shipping, hatch.co/get it.
I cannot wait till I'm so filthy rich because my favorite thing is fucking gift giving. And I feel like I would just pop off like with like the shit that I did. I ever tell you guys what I got my friend Jesse for his birthday? Okay. So you know, in Echo Park, how there's like paddleboard swans that you can go around. So a bunch of us like months ago went on these swans and we took ketamine and it was like so laughy and like funny. And there's a big fountain in the middle and the boat was taking us closer to the fountain and we were like freaking out because we were like on drugs. And I was like, oh my God, it's like Bellagio. And Jesse starts singing Andrea Bocelli, like, because we're getting closer to the fountain. And
oh my God.
Because it was so funny. Like, it was like just so funny. And he always goes all out for people's birthdays. And I couldn't make his birthday. So I found this. And a bunch of us always do performances or like talent things for birthdays. I found this guy that's the American Andrea Bocelli.
Wait, did this happen already?
This happened. Yeah, I'll send you guys a video. And he obviously was like so expensive. And I called him. I think it's a Bachelor producer in me, honestly, that like loves crafting. Like if I have the time and energy and I can afford it, like I will do it like for my friends. So I ask him if he would go to my friend's birthday because I can't make it and like sing this like Andrea song. And he was like, well, I've actually stood in for Andrea Bocelli and, you know, I'm this much money. And I was like, listen, guy, like I don't have that kind of money. I was like, but if you want to spend 30 minutes of your life singing one or two songs, like happy birthday in this song, this is how much I can give you. And like, if you want to have a lot of fun, everyone's fun, call me back. So he called me back.
Oh my God. That's so awesome.
No way.
That's such a very good negotiating.
So I bought, I'm really good at that stuff. So I bought, Ashley, you would die. I bought this swan hat. I have to send you guys this video. I bought a swan hat and I gave it to him and he shows up to the party and he puts it on Jesse's head.
Oh, that's
and
so funny.
Like, did he remember this moment? And it was a funny, yeah, like of course, and explained it to everyone and it was
that's
so
awesome.
Fucking
that's great. Very funny.
And that's see, like, the I shit could never think that, of that I would that's, like do.
That's very, very producer-y of you, yes.
Like if it was... Like Ashley, if you lived here, I feel like I would
boy,
get
like a boy band.
Yeah.
A startup boy band to come over.
I would get like a boy band to come over like it was, your
remember?
Birthday.
We met do, Lance for the first time.
And do an
NSYNC like,
Backstreet mashup, Jonas mashup.
Remember what? When we were at what is the place called? Remember the night that we met Lance for the first time? That was my birthday dinner. We were having my birthday dinner.
Yeah, I remember
and
we
Jack
went somewhere
was,
after.
Yeah, and then Jack was like,
after?
I'm DJing this party literally around
Lance
the corner.
Yeah.
And it was Lance Bass had planned this party for somebody else. And he was like, yeah, you're allowed to come. And then like AJ was there and it was the greatest of all.
And it was on your birthday.
Or like, it was like the
serendipity.
7th.
I know. It was so divine timing. It was fucking perfect. And now you're best friends with Lance. It's amazing. What would I get for Lauren? Lauren, I feel like I would hire someone from your favorite horror movie to like fuck with
that's
you
fun.
For a whole
like
week.
Like knocking on windows.
Like you,
that's
like
a
the
really
whole week.
Good idea.
And that would bring me so much joy. Like I would, I'd have these ideas
like
all the time and I'm like,
scared.
When I have the money, when I have Oprah money, like everyone's just going to get private jets and fun fucking cool
I would
like
love
this.
That.
Cause that's all I want to do. I honestly do it selfishly because like when they sent me the videos of the guy singing opera, like I fucking died. I'm like, this
that's
is
amazing.
So
okay. Now that we're on this topic, I'll bring up like a hot gift topic. Even though like it would suck if Jared's family heard this, but it's like, whatever. Okay. So we told them that we were like going to pay for half their Disney trip in January. Like we're going to spend a couple $1,000s on their behalf. To pay for half their hotel and stuff like that.
To Disney World, Disneyland.
Disney World. And we're like, so this is your Christmas gift. Okay. We're covering that. And then, of course, I asked Jared the other day. I was like, do I have to get them something to open as well?
Yeah.
And he was like, yeah.
Wait, what?
So this is the debate.
No.
Do you still have to get the person, even though you're giving them a grandiose trip, something to open on Christmas?
You already know what my answer is. You already
I
know
say
my
you just
fucking
bring a bottle
answer
of wine
this.
Or like,
fuck
you know,
no.
chocolates or something.
I would bring a card with nothing in it. Thank you for being the best in-laws. I love you. Have fun on your Disney trip.
That we're going
open
on
the fucking
them,
card.
Course,
are you kidding? The amount of gifts are crazy. It's like if people expect gifts,
I don't think
I'm
they would expect
one.
It at
it's the people
all.
That
they
don't
they're not
it's
going
the people
to.
That don't expect that I
they're
get
gonna
so
be like
excited.
What the fuck is wrong with you, why did
oh,
you
okay.
do this?
Well, then
I know
have
that.
Jared go get it then, you know.
That's Jared, Jared goes, it's
yeah.
I'll go get it then.
He's just gonna go to CVS like, and get a stuffed
I
bear
literally
that
told Jared, I go Jared
But that is what I go, Jared, they don't need another Patriots cooler. And then he goes,
yeah.
So okay. No, Matt, listen.
I'm dying because I'm always at CVS and I'm like, just who Jared. Buys
he like gets high off it. He brought animatronics home, he brought at home CVS. Two more animatronics last week, one Mickey Mouse and Minnie, and the other he one was a Christmas vacation.
So you know what I would get Jared for his birthday? A custom Jared
that's great.
Heyman animatronic.
But it needs to be from CVS.
That would be fucking hilarious. That sings happy birthday and has a rose in his hand and a coffee in the other.
Coffee?
That's so hilarious. Funny. Okay, but so I go, Jared, you can't get them another Patriots cooler.
I already got it.
He goes, okay, not. He goes, maybe not a cooler. And I go, you can't get them a Patriots koozie. And he's like, everyone can use a koozie.
You open. That's the thing. You open. You go, thanks. I'll use this. You know,
there's a reason koozie rhymes with chuggy. It's they're in the same category. Like if anyone ever gifted me a koozie that wasn't from like a cool vintage Florida, like it was campy purposefully.
Now, let me ask you, I know Naz's answer. Uh-huh. What do you like the gifts at weddings, like the little take home things on the table? What do we think? What
I
do
don't
we
need
think?
Them. We don't need them.
Do people I think still a lot do of people them. Do them.
Yeah, but like.
Like, some, what, like what are they even?
I'm thinking
aren't they
of
like
koozies because one of when we went to like, they had koozies with like the date and stuff on it and I'm like
no oh thanks. So what Sierra and Jay did was
oh
good.
It's like no one wants you and your
where
husband's
do I put this one single
in
koozie,
my home
you know
yeah where do you put them so like I also told Jared I was like have you opened Shannon and Justin's kitchen cabinets they have koozies falling out of them
oh,
it's just like
God.
Nobody know yeah just, nobody needs those
the
little
title
things.
Of this podcast is koozie nightmare
yeah
like koozies are my
because you really don't
nightmare.
Know what to do with gifts like that
yeah.
And
I will say at my friend Nikki's wedding they had you guys would love this they had what are they called? Like drinksters?
Like the little spoons?
Like, you know when something's like popping out of a drink? No, it's pointy.
I guess it's a stirrer.
Is it like a stirrer? Yeah, it's a stirrer. But they had ones with Frankie's face on it, one of their dogs, and Stevie's face, another dog. And the drinks were like Frankie, Stevie drink. And they're so cute.
You're
and I'm
supposed
like,
to
I
keep
this.
Their dog's face?
And
then?
I have it in my...
You're not.
Yeah.
A plastic stirrer?
I loved it. I love him. No, but it's
it
like
wasn't plastic,
it was
so it was metal.
Cool. I wish I could run and grab.
Oh,
no, it's
okay,
plastic,
okay.
But it has like
no,
okay,
it's very
face,
cute. But I don't think that's
top.
Like a. That's not
that's
like
so
a.
Cute.
That's not
take
a gift.
Home gift.
No,
that's
not
a creative touch at a wedding. I love
the
creative touch at a wedding.
Yeah,
sure, like, yeah, of course. But I'm not gonna bring it home.
Yeah.
Okay, but yeah, Lauren, what Sierra and Jay did was good. Where it's just like her favorite chocolate, and then like his favorite chocolate, and that was like it in a little bag.
Oh, that's nice.
I don't remember those. I don't think I even saw them.
No.
What did you do?
You didn't do that.
We did the printed donuts that you like. You left with donuts printed.
Yeah, but that's like a food. It wasn't like a gift.
Yeah, I'm
home,
a fan
right?
of giving a little. Yeah, if it's like a champagne bottle or like a dessert, that works. But like, you don't need to like give anything like that. Any paper product.
I would kill to go to like a Lauren. Gothic themed wedding, Lauren. I feel like
thank you. I think that is definitely the aesthetic for sure.
Feliz Navidad.
That's good.
Well, if you know how to say Christmas, Merry Christmas in Spanish, that is Feliz Navidad. But if you want to learn
Feliz Navidad,
if you want to say more than just that in Spanish or many other languages, Babbel has you covered on this.
Talk about another good gift that you can give your dad, you know.
Dads love taking a little class. And
dads
know what?
Love learning.
They just love learning. And that's really cool. And Babbel can help you learn a new language with just 10-minute sessions a day in very conversational language. So when you go traveling anywhere and you need a new language, you don't need like the most, like the most proper language. You just kind of want conversational language. You don't want to be like, hello, good evening, how are you? You want to be like, sup, playa, you know? So Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons are designed by over 150 language experts to help you start speaking a new language in as little as 3 weeks.
I love the way that that's Lauren's interpretation of this because Babbel describes it as this. It's designed for real people for real conversations.
See? Exactly.
Yes. And they have language that is approachable, accessible, and rooted in real life situations.
Exactly what I said.
so that you can have conversation based. It's conversation based teaching. This is one of our very favorite stats. We find it hilarious. Studies from Yale and Michigan State and others continue to prove that Babbel is better. For instance, one study found that using Babbel for 15 hours is the equivalent of a full semester at college.
That's
and this
insane.
Is again from Yale from and Michigan colleges. State saying this. There's been over 10 million subscriptions sold. Your dad's is next.
Subscriptions
were sold, not stole.
Oh, sorry, guys. Cold nose. All right.
No, it's funny. Old. I think we should
give them the deal, y'all.
Well, here's the special, friends. For limited time, just for you. Yes, you who's listening
just
to
you
this
guys
right
listening
now.
Right now.
Just you guys. You can get started right now, and you can get 55% off your Babbel subscription. I mean, like we said, that's like a semester of college, but only for our listeners. And you can get it at babbel.com/get it. Get 55% off at babbel.com/get it. And it's spelled BABBEL.com/get it. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You know what show hasn't been around in too long?
I know. Bridgerton.
Four Weddings.
Bridgerton's coming back in May and June.
Where's
Four Weddings?
Hasn't aired since like 2015.
Yeah.
I haven't seen. I only watched that when you guys lived here, remember?
Yeah. It's a great background show. The best background show.
You guys love that show. Wait. Ash, can we talk about The Crown for a second? Lauren, do you watch The Crown? I can't believe you wanted to skip all the Prince. Okay. Prince William. Like, why? They could have
First off. Let me be clear about my relationship with The Crown. I watched season one. I was pretty bored, but I wanted to do it properly where I watched like one, because that's, I like doing things properly, you know? So I wanted to watch it all the way through, even though it's only interested on in like the 80s and beyond. So then I watched season four. So I skipped. I couldn't do it. Couldn't do it. I watched season one, skipped two and three. And then I went to Diana in season four, and I love season four. And then, like, I kind of like the Margaret Thatcher character storyline, too. So that, like, was fun. Yeah,
she was incredible, yeah, that actress.
So then so I tried to get into five, like, last year. And just for some reason, like, that first episode, it was, like, kind of slow. And, like, I just didn't, like, get rolling with it until just now. And now I'm in season five. I'm almost done with season five now. But if Diana's not in it, I really have no desire to watch. I'm not in season six yet. Yeah, I'm not in season six yet. So I can't talk about who casted William because all I see is 13-year-old William right now. And
I thought you wanted to skip episodes about William and shit?
Fuck
yes. No. When I was watching.
Okay, because I saw that trailer on Netflix.
I understand where Naz is coming from now because.
Yes. Yeah, Ashley posted that she was skipping stuff, and I thought Ashley was on the season that's out right now, and I was very confused why she would skip the craziness
and
of
him falling in love with Kate.
Okay.
Yeah, exactly. No. I should have clarified that. Cool. I think people I think most people thought I was also talking about like this the show in general, like as the whole seasons, because I got so many people responding being like, yeah, I skip them all. I skip everything without like any sort of Diana or Diana offspring.
I don't know how I die for The Crown, and it's so I'm so the target audience because I think it's like one of the greatest things ever made.
I should
and
probably
I'm obsessed.
Start watching it. But I want to know. So since like the strike and everything is delayed, is this is maybe stupid? But like, do British shows have a different like writers sect than the Hollywood ones, or no?
Well, yeah, because...
So are there going to be more British shows already ready to
go? I don't think The Crown is British made.
No, I'm just saying in general.
No,
I'm just saying
the British
in general. Because like I feel like on...
have writers. That was here in America. Like the Writers Guild of America. It's the WGA.
Okay, so then British shows will be coming Writers Guild of America. Because I feel like on Apple TV and stuff and a whole bunch of other things, I'm like, there are British shows coming out. And I'm like, I don't really want those, but you know, I'll take them.
Aside from Naked Attraction, which is by far the great. I love that you guys introduced me to that show because every time someone comes over,
I love it.
It's so much fun. I'm like, want to see something crazy? And then I put it on, and they're like,
it's a great, like, watch of the group show, obviously, but you're never going to go watch that show by yourself. Are you going to watch that show by yourself?
I mean, I don't have
No. Actually. Do you like actually like when friend's not over, you're going to put it on?
Yeah, I haven't, okay. But I would. Talk about a show that like if the three of us ever got tapped to host a show together, like a reality
Ashley's
show,
face that like could the whole time
guys, I could irrefutably not. Have to be. But that's why it would be incredible. With that is so our jam. If Naked Attraction ever wanted to come to the States, I would
love that.
I don't think I could be associated with it, but I would like
we'd be so good
the discrepancy between you guys and me would be funny.
Ashley, your immediate oh god.
Just think of the thoroughness. The thoroughness that we have with dissecting fast food menus, we would apply to genitals and other things. We'd be like, oh, so do you prefer when the pubes are extra curly or like when they veer off and straight to the your reaction?
Speaking of fast food menus,
we have to have the fast food menu of the day. The fast
I
food
did have
hit
the KFC snack wrap.
Yeah, it was disappointing, Lauren. I had it.
Oh, real shit. Disappointing,
Lauren. So remember how
good to know. I will not.
I had one and I told you guys.
Oh, Whole 30 is going great, by the way. I'm having a cheeseburger this weekend and I actually had cookies last night, which was because I was just so lightheaded from not eating all day and I didn't feel guilty about it.
Oh,
and
good.
I still feel great. And I'm going to have a cheeseburger this weekend. But Whole 30 has really been making me feel like energized
That's
and not
good.
Bloated.
That's great. Okay. So I'm going to clarify my KFC review. So like I had it and it was so good the first time. And then a couple of days later I went back and I had it again and it was really not good. Mm-hmm. It was a very overdone crispy to the point where like it was not chewable.
It was just
tender.
Breading. It wasn't even chicken.
Yeah. And then I opened it up and it was just a tender.
It's
just
a tender.
There's no love in there.
On it.
That's
I stand by Burger King.
Not okay.
Really good.
It's unacceptable.
Burger King was okay.
No. Wait, did you guys see the Burger King burger that rolled down the street and like almost
what?
Killed
no.
People? Like the
no,
big
what is
burger
this?
The
Simpsons?
No way.
I scrolled through, so I don't know if it's real news or fake news, but I scrolled through IG this morning.
Oh, it okay. could be like, you know, whatever the
great PR.
Modification.
Is it great PR?
Could be. It could be. AI. It could be AI. Yeah. Who knows? Wait, have you guys used ChatGPT?
Oh, no. Sorry.
Yet? Wait,
no,
actually,
I haven't
have
used it in my life
no?
since we did it on the podcast.
Jesus.
I haven't
Christ.
Thought of it, but like, you know, maybe I should let it take over from my job. Maybe I should just be like,
yeah,
hey,
let it just
write this for me, okay?
Let it do
Script
things.
This
yeah,
shit.
Yeah.
That'd be great.
All right, guys. Chat well, I think that's it. I feel like we have a lot to discuss after Christmas. And
we could do this.
Guys, thanks for hanging with us another year. And also everyone who's been posting the Spotify Wrapped of like listening, if we're in like your top three, top five, please tag I Don't Get It Podcast, tag Ashley, Lauren, and me. I'd love to see them. And thank you guys so much for just being so hot and listening
so
to
much.
Us and telling us what you're eating for dinner and listening to us complain about
thank
dumb
you so much
shit.
It really is just like the coolest thing. And I think we should wrap this up just by saying what our favorite Christmas movie is, because I don't even know if we've ever done that. And I just want to announce here on this podcast as well that I discovered on the Almost Famous podcast that Ben Higgins had never seen Home Alone until last year and had never seen Home Alone 2 until last week. So I think that's pretty, I think we should be able to judge him severely for this.
What a gift though, to be able to like,
but
it
won't even
it
have,
first time.
No,
yeah,
it won't
like,
be
have, but how were you never at parties where it was on any holiday in the past?
How do you get away with
that's
this?
Kind of
I don't
wild.
Know.
You can't how, keep getting away with
like
this.
It had to have been on in the background.
How does it just not stumble on your TV?
Yeah. I mean, it's hard for me to pick a favorite one. I mean, I know the holiday stands out for me as someone who's like experienced unrequited love. And I just love Nancy Myers. And like, I just think it really is, even though it's rotten
that's
on the tomato
bullshit.
Meter, it really is a perfect.
That's some extreme
like,
bullshit.
It's a perfect. No, it's crazy. It's a perfect holiday movie to me. But when I think of like childhood growing up, I think Home Alone's out of the equation, right? Because Home Alone's so incredible. But the Santa Claus.
What do you mean
Allen
Home Alone's out of the equation? Home
so...
Alone is my number one when it comes to the nostalgic
no, of course,
stuff.
But that's
when
what
it comes
I'm saying,
to being
it's,
warm and
but
cozy,
it's everyone's
it's
number one.
Yeah.
Okay, great. Yeah. Then we're on the same page. But I mean, because it's everyone's number one, I'd love to hear.
Well, I mean, I used to consider Elf above Home Alone, and now I don't know what it is, but I just really
feel Home Alone is more nostalgic.
Yeah. The humor in
Elf, I actually don't
like it. Yeah. When it becomes too predictable because you've seen it so many times, you're just like, okay, it's background sound now. It's not like you're actively like listening. Correct. Whereas like I do think that Home Alone, there's just something that like doesn't get old about a child being home alone, and then like I don't know, the macaroni and cheese dinner, and then like the ordering the pizza. There's just some things in there.
I watched The Holiday this year, and it gave me new perspective on The Holiday, I think, as like an older person. And now I have...
Okay, tell us that Jude Law is still like, fine as hell.
Like, I just like it so much more now.
He looks so good in that movie. It is his peak.
He's so fucking
also,
hot in
we
that
watched
movie.
Jack Frost, and how sexy
also, Mr.
Is...
Napkinhead?
What's his name?
What?
Batman.
What is his
Batman?
Kevin...
say that again.
Michael Keaton.
Michael Keaton? What? You guys... No!
Michael Keaton... Jack Frost has an earring.
Because he's a musician.
It changed my life.
Wait, I need to.
We just had a
shot
a couple days ago.
Oh my gosh, it is so good.
Really?
It's so emotional.
That's my number one right now.
His dad comes. His dad dies in a car accident and then comes back in a snowman.
Okay.
Don't give it away. Don't give it away. I don't remember anything.
Your mind is going to be. That's so Raven blown.
Wait, I'm so happy you said this because tonight I have so much work to do and I'm putting silver tinsel on my tree and I got this big blue satin bow.
Me
I'm
your,
like into
your
redecorating my tree. So technically my tree's gonna look like a Hanukkah bow.
That's a nice marrying of the
silver
two.
And blue. Yeah, I'll call in a Jewish husband. But I'm like, I'm
perfect.
Gonna watch Jack Frost.
You're gonna love it.
Do my tree over.
All right, guys. Merry Christmas. Yes. Happy
Merry
holidays.
Christmas.
And we'll see you later. Bye.
Bye.
I don't get it. Podcast.